This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Let me ask you a question today. Would you keep a promise if no one else knew about it? David did. Years after Jonathan had died, David remembered a promise he had made to his best friend to show kindness to Jonathan's family. Now David was king of Israel and had just settled a civil war between those loyal to Saul's family and those loyal to him. If anything, David could have wiped out Saul's family to protect his throne, as was very commonplace then. Moreover, Jonathan would never know whether David had kept his promise or not. David could have just let the matter drop. But David was a man of his word, so he asked whether any of Jonathan's family was still alive. In response, Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son and Saul's grandson, was brought to David. Disabled as a child, the young man was frightened before the great king. But David reassured him, saying, "I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan." In keeping his promise, David showed respect for Jonathan by extending mercy to Mephibosheth. My friends, keeping one's promises when others know about it is one thing. Keeping a promise when no one else would know the difference reveals a person of integrity. We all can follow David's example and be the type of promise keeper who honors our commitments, even when God is the only one who knows.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For a free collection of Passover recipes, please visit ifcj.ca/taste of Passover. That's ifcj.ca/taste of Passover.